It's Tom again from Ethos Library, and we're going to do another review to keep up with the consistency of a weekly review. The book this week is The Talent Code by Daniel Coyle. I actually had this on my bookshelf for quite some time. It was recommended reading from a course I did some years ago, which was the CrossFit football course, now the something else, the reason for the recommendation was the science around the myelination of skills and talent, so the kind of the biological side of how we acquire skill, but I'll get into that in a bit. So as I said, author's Daniel Coyle. It's a 10 chapter long book. It's not particularly thick. 237, and primarily the premise is greatness isn't born, it's grown. The book really kind of focuses in on that misconception that talent, you either have it or you don't. Those people kind of recognize that kind of fixed mindset approach to talent from Mindset and Carol Dweck. And Daniel really looks at that in this book. There's some hints at that kind of nature versus nurture argument, which is kind of a bit of a perennial argument in the books that I've read on success and talent. It was a key aspect in Bounce by Matthew Said, and also has come up in Power of Habit and Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. So the book is structured around three key components, the first one being deep practice, then ignition, and then master coaching. So I'll kind of just go through each of those and give you kind of my take on it in a bit of a more succinct way. So deep practice is the premise that practice isn't just about acquiring minutes, hours. It's about the frequency, intensity, time, and type, to use a structure from my world of fitness, that practice to be effective needs to be challenging and purposeful. The next element is ignition, and it's expressed in the book in kind of two ways. So one is about people and the other one is about environment. And the kind of the people side of it is kind of those individuals that have triggered a spike in uptake and increased the pool of individuals engaged in that. In this context, it's mainly sport examples, but there are some examples from the world of music and also singing. And how they act as a kind of a catalyst, and there's some really good examples, because in the book he goes to some quite abstract places where these talent pools exist. He looks at baseball on a small island, tennis in a tennis camp in Russia, music school. And effectively, what he's kind of exploring in these places are what are the environmental conditions that allow talent to be nurtured, and how they create broader pools. So the net effect is that there is a broader pool of people engaged in deep practice, which sees eventually a big spike in talent and success in that place. And he points to kind of individuals like Martina Navratilova and Maria Sharapova and those kind of people, particularly in the example of the Spartak club in Russia, as being then kind of icons and idols for these young athletes to kind of aspire to be. There's another example about female golfers in Korean female golfers, I think. And then the last element is another people bit, but another key kind of aspect in the equation of talent and success, and that's master coaching, and particularly how master coaching finesses the deep practice and the motivation that's triggered through the ignition phase of talent development. And I think what's really fascinating in his exploration of master coaches is getting down to the real key foundations that underpin successful coaching. And it's probably, you know, I'm not going to give it away because I think it's a really good read, but there's some stuff in there you probably wouldn't expect in terms of their approaches. And, you know, there's some explorations of some exemplary coaches. So one of my all-time favourite coaches, John Wooden, is used an example in there. Again, there's examples from across different sports, baseball, football, soccer. And yeah, I think if you're an athlete, if you're interested in success and talent, or you're a coach, this is a fantastic read. Takeaways. So takeaway number one, practice makes perfect if it's structured, purposeful and challenging. One of the key things about myelination is that the spindles get stronger if we are working at the edges of our capability. And there's a really good little story about that right at the beginning of the book, which kind of sets everything up. The next is you've got to seek the conditions to nurture talent. So as I explained, talent pools and igniters. So how can we do that in our own day-to-day practice? Well, you can seek out people who are doing well at what you do, and that's a perception thing. So if you are, you know, you want to be a better book reviewer, seek out and spend time with, either in conversation or email, with people who are doing it better than you, and look at what they're doing and adapt that into your practice and challenge yourself, you know, in the practice makes perfect example. And also seek out amplifiers. So these aren't necessarily mentors or coaches. These are people that can add volume to what you're doing. And in terms of volume, what I don't mean is just sound for the sake of that, is add volume in terms of the quality, because this is definitely a quality versus quantity endeavor. And then lastly, get a coach. All the best athletes have coaches, and that is to glean the best from them. It's to amplify the talent and reduce the I suppose dross and the chaff from the process. We can get into another time, we'll get into the arguments of difference between mentors and coaches, but in this context, get yourself a coach, because they will bring out the best in you. It's as simple as that. So there we have it, guys. Talent code. Get it if you are an athlete, coach, trainer. Get it if you are interested in nurturing your own talent, improving your own practice, and also if you are interested in becoming a master coach, because the lessons within this book are brilliant. So that was another short review. I kept that one just under 10 minutes, which is perfect for me. Obviously, smash the like button. Let me know what you think in the comments. And yeah, hopefully, there'll be more reviews coming up. Cheers. Bye.
We'll be right back.